have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It is May 8th, 2024 already. Elections are coming fast. What a time, what a time, what a time. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Brand new biblical question. I guess it's Wednesday, so it still might be somewhat new. Biblical question. What is real power? What is real power? What is it? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. Amazing, huh? Every way that you can watch and support it, listed there on jesseleepeterson.com/show. We have a brand new number here, and yesterday I had a rough time with it, trying to get it over to you. So I'm going to try to do better today, since it's a day old, and see if I could do a little better with it. So a brand new number on the listen line. And don't worry if you call the old number that you have, it'll just take you over to the new one. It'll give you the new one. Brand new number 605. Isn't that amazing? I made the first three numbers. 605. 615-615-4131. Whoa, I made it. 605-615-4131. I'm catching on. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buy me a coffee/JLP talk or bond JLP on Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App. There is we have a brand new episode of the Fall Estate for you today too. It play on Monday. I mean this Friday, but I have it for you. There is trouble in the land. There is trouble in the land. And something weird is happening. When I say weird, it seemed to be going unnoticed. It seemed to be going unnoticed. For whatever reason, out of fear or unconsciousness or whatever. It seemed to be going unnoticed, unless it is noticed and people are afraid to do anything about it. And I've said this over and over again, and there are men and women who agree with me. There are women who agree with this as well. I mentioned to you that there is an order to life of God and Christ, Christ and man, and man over woman. And I've said to you that nothing is going to work but that. And I talked to you about how women, as men, have to return to the Father. It is a return to the Father. Salvation, quote unquote, is about a return to the Father for men and women, boys and girls. And there are so many ways you can avoid that, but would be right in hell. You won't be free just because you avoid it. And if you want to be free, you got to face it. You must return to the Father. And the last thing that evil want you to do, men and women, male, females, is to return to the Father. The last thing. I don't think that some are waking up to it. Men and women are waking up to this. But I don't think that human beings understand the depths of how evil is. Really. And the reason for this, that they don't understand the depths of how evil is, is because they are one with it. They are one with evil, and they don't know or can't see or don't want to see the depths of it. The one thing I want you to know, but do what you want. You can overcome evil, for sure. So don't let anyone, I don't care what we all have done. Nice. You can overcome evil. Be not deceived. You can overcome evil. It's just that you can't overcome evil yourself. You can't fight the battle of evil. You can't fight with it. All you fight with it, you're one with it. When you lay your weapon down, you're no longer one with it. Evil is evil. Look at the world around you. If you don't want to see it in yourself, maybe you're able to look and call. People tend to see other people's mess before they see their own mess. And they get pleasure from seeing other people's mess, but not their own. You can see evil and start to understand the depths of how evil it really is. Evil is evil. There's no love in it. There's nothing but self in it. But you can overcome it. There is an attack on men, all men, really. It doesn't matter the race. It doesn't matter the financial status. It doesn't matter where you live in the world. It doesn't matter what. It doesn't matter whether you speak English or not. Whatever language you speak, there is a deliberate attack on men. And it's happening because men, even in their fallen state, and all men are in a fallen state until they return to the Father. They are in a fallen state. And just the way they are, meaning they can't see. They're of the Father, the devil. But men are under attack by evil. And there are some women who awaken up to this now. I hear from them. I counsel with them. I know. But women are the root of all evil. It comes through them. It's not the woman herself, but it's the nature in the woman which is of the devil. And it's so interesting to see it. And most people are afraid to deal with it, to say it. And the reason that they are afraid, men and women, because they're afraid of their mothers. They're afraid of evil. They're afraid of their mothers. Mothers have total control over boys and girls, men and women, until they wake up to what's really going on. And the attack on men is in every aspect of life now. It's everywhere. I remember when the women started bitching about men and women's sport. They didn't want guys to play in women's sport. Remember, they've been just having a hissy fit about that. But they have no problem at all with women being involved in men's sport, whatever the game may be, martial art, whatever, right? And even in martial arts and all that stuff they do, the men have to lower his standard and pretend that the women are winning. They're not winning at all in martial art or anything. And but these women complaining about men in their sport, but yet they cry racism, sexism, all kind of ism if you don't let them play in your sport. And it's just amazing to see it. It's just really everywhere now. It's everywhere. And yet, it's not being seriously discussed because they're allowing evil to destroy. You destroy the man, it's over. There's nothing that can stop the woman from going completely out of control. I don't care what woman it is, your mama, your grandma, your cousin, your friends, whatever, your classmates, rich or poor, black or white, it doesn't matter. They go out of control. It is maybe, I may be wrong with this, maybe another one just before that. It's the greatest trick, deception, that the devil has played on mankind to get rid of the men. I saw it happen to the blacks back in the so-called civil rights movement time. And it's the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks. What's the civil rights movement? I don't care what anyone says. You're a fool if you think it's not true. The civil rights movement was worse than slavery, Jim Crow, and Jim Crow mama. The blacks never returned, as of yet, from that situation. A few have, but most have not. Not all, not all, not all, but most have not. And they praise the civil rights movement, and they use it until the cows come home as though it's something good. They call it evil good. But I saw it happen to the blacks. They lost their way when they turned their lives over to the so-called civil rights leaders. And the civil rights leaders, which is no such thing, by the way, have refused to give up their throne over the blacks. They are refusing to do it. You can't take it away from them. And in return, preventing blacks from thinking for themselves. And when you can't think for yourself, you're not a free person. I don't care who you are. This is hell right here on earth. But I saw it happen to the blacks. And it got to a point where the man is not even ruling the family anymore. Zero. And they're okay with it. And it's in your face now. Look who they put in politics, the black female. Look who they put in the police department and mayors and things like that. Black females. and liberal white women. Y'all don't know, and I'm telling you, do what you want, but you don't know the danger that you're in by putting the woman ahead of the man. You're really putting hell before the man. You're putting hell first. Because hell comes through the woman, and you have Eve to thank for it. But the lady, you can overcome it. You don't have to stay in your hell. It's not you. It's this thing that made a home in you. Just like it's not you guys. It's this thing that made a home in you, passed out from your mother. And this is getting worse and worse. I can't. I'm saying I don't understand why they're not dealing with it, but I do understand. But for conversation's sake, I got to say, I don't understand, but I do understand that they know somebody don't deal with this. It shouldn't just be me saying this. One little voice in the wilderness saying, wake up, wake up, wake up, men, wake up, ladies. It's amazing. They have now deliberately and totally dismantled the Boy Scouts clubs. Remember they used to have Boy Scout clubs? They used to have a lot of men clubs in this country, and women have their club, and the men have theirs. Well, the Boy Scout club is over. It doesn't exist anymore. It's gone. They have erased it without one shot being fired, meaning without one complaint about it. Without one fight about it. Had this happened to the women, it'd be bitching everywhere about it. They are now allowing the girls to be a part of the Boy Scouts. So there's no more men clubs or Boy Scouts clubs. Boys clubs. They are erasing the existence of men. What a great job the devil is doing. And this is evil. It just, what do you think going to happen when you get rid of men? When you get rid of the light? There's nothing but darkness. This is a loud cry out to you. You better wake up. I almost want to say before it's too late, but it seemed to be too late already. But it's not. It's never really too late for someone to wake up if they want to wake up, because you are asleep. It's so bad now that the men act just like the women. They gossip. They're jealous, revengeful, envious, worry. They are just like the women. They don't reach out and pull the man back into the home, back into life. They do what the women do now, and they think it's normal. It feels normal to the men because they have truly taken on the identity of the woman. They have all their mama in them. The spirit of mama dwells in the man. And he thinks like a woman, he feels like a woman, he reacts like a woman, and he calls us normal. May God have mercy on America. And it's not too, it's never, blah, 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 blah. Is it ever too late to work on yourself? It's too late if you wait until you die, if you wait until you drop your body, you're going to end up in a place that there's no return. And then you ain't going to call that heaven. So you could still work on you right now, men and women. But there's a storm coming, a dark cloud rising, and it coming straight out of hell through the woman. And the ladies that are waking up to this, they're like, wow, I didn't know. I just didn't know. I didn't know I was evil, they say. But most of them are not waking up to it. They don't want to hear this. What the? They don't want you to expose the devil in them. The boycott Scout Club is over. This is from CNN. Boy Scout of America announced Tuesday that it would change its name to Scouting America. That has no meaning, zero, at all. No meaning. Scouting America to emphasize its commitment to inclusion. That's an evil word. That's an evil word. The devil's making you do that. It's not you. The youth organization said the new name is meant to help everyone, including boys and girls, feel welcome. Watch this from AP.
This is my Order of the Arrow sash. It's a National Honor Society in Scouting. I am also an assistant scoutmaster. I'm also a founder for that troop and Troop 844, which was one of the first female troops in our council. Scouting America sounds a lot more inclusive of all of the other people that are in Scouting.
I think it sends this really strong message to everyone in America that they can come to this program, they can bring their authentic self, they can be who they are, right, and they will be welcomed here.
In the past, the name itself, or the name alone, even though we were open up to girls, there were still a couple of different challenges that we were facing. It wasn't just other scouts that were trying to put us down, but also some adults who were still not open to it. And so having it nationally recognized that girls are being welcomed and included in scouting allows it to be a more safe space just in general.
All evil language. That's evil language. They are teaching so-called girls to be leaders and teaching the boy to be okay with it. That's evil. Why the girls were not okay with being in a Girl Scout and having their own thing, doing their girl thing? Why didn't they have to destroy the boy thing? Why? Why are the girls so insecure that they had to destroy so they could feel inclusive? And that weak man that was talking there, he's weak. He's evil. He can't see. He just allowed more hell and destruction to come upon men. I want you to think about that. They had a Girl Scout thing before, and they had a Boy Scout thing. Boys did boys things, and girls did girl things. And in the good old days, it was just fine. But somebody decided, you know what? We can't let men be men. We can't let boys be boys. They got to be like girls. They got to be inclusive. And we're going to put the girls over the boys. Think about the hell that those boys that stay in that club now, the hell they're going to catch from those girls. I'm being told that a lot of the boys left. Thank God. They left. And so now they're making one big inclusion club, to try to make it look good, make it work. It's not going to work. They got rid of another American tradition, the Boy Scout. I want you to, you think it's bad that, I want you to smoke on this, folks. You think it's bad that they are destroying the statues and the monuments and things like that? And it is. They are getting rid of all of the American traditions, anything that represent men, and putting everything about the female up there. And you, that is hell on earth, folks. That is hell on earth. You think things are bad right now out there? And it is inside of others. It's gonna, you can bank on it. You can put your little cryptos on it. It's gonna get worse. You're putting Satan in charge of the hen house. You're putting the devil in charge of the hen house, and it's not gonna work. Evil is evil, and evil works through the woman. And the evil that you see in the man or men, it came from the woman. Men are not naturally evil. Men are not naturally evil, but they are because they have not overcome their mother, right? It's not naturally their nature. But it is since they have not overcome it by forgiving their mothers and returning to the father. May God have mercy on America. It's amazing how easy it is for these females to just take over. The man is not putting up a battle at all. It reminds me of the white man with the blacks. They're afraid of the blacks. No war, no battle. They'll fight with the devil, but they won't fight against evil. I'm being told, hate is telling me, that they barely have just over 1 million children in Boy Scout, down from nearly 2 million in 2019. The 1970s, in the 1970s, it was over 4 million. That's from WNG.org. 4 million. I would suggest every boy get out of there. Get out. It's not. It's no longer a boys' club. You're going to be, I don't know, women, no stupid girls you just saw right there, and weak men like the man that was talking. You're going to catch pure hell. You're not going to find any peace. It's just more mama. They forced gays into the scout some years back. I want you to really think about this. They have literally dismantled the Boy Scouts. Remember how popular the Boy Scout was at one time? The guys would go there. I never been to the Boy Scout because I was down in Alabama scouting all the time. But the for animals and food. I would learn how to do my scouting. But remember how important it was, how major, it was a big deal. And the boys would love to go to the scout. That's gone now. It's literally gone. And not one thing said about it. And I have something else for you. And your phone calls and your super chats. Quick break. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, folks, welcome back. Don't forget to support us on social media, like, ring the bell, subscribe, and do all those good things. All right? JLP Talk on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, and all over the place. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com. The Hake Report from 9 to 11. And after The Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, you black, at 11 a.m. And at 12 noon, The American Anchor Baby, a genius. Really, I'm not making it up. I cannot express the destruction that is coming upon this country as a result of men being weak and women taking over. I can't express it. It's just that bad. It's good versus evil. And evil is evil. There's no love in evil. When angry people tell you they love you, they're lying. They don't love you. They have no love. They're of their father, the devil. They don't love you. Love is not a feeling. I want to give you this, and then I'll get to your super chats and your phone calls. It's just so worth it. Talking about because it's not being talked about. The devil is having his way through the woman, all women, except those that have started to see was the hell in them and to overcome it. This is from Maine. You think that's bad with the Boy Scout? And it is. I was just talking to my producer. He was saying that his father was part of the Boy Scouts. He and his platoon, they still meet. Years later, they still meet. They go up in the wood and meet. They're not letting it go. But the Boy Scout is gone now. We need men like Sean Father to start another Boy Scout or something and forbid the women from being in part. Let them bitch. Let them say whatever they want. Don't let them in. Just because they bitch, they don't mean you let them in. They don't want the men to be a part of the woman's sport. What's the difference? This is from Maine.gov. Women currently, listen to this, and you put these women in charge of your government, your police departments, your businesses, and everything. Women currently make up 15% of Maine's construction industry. 15% of Maine's construction industry. Maine's first woman attorney general and first woman governor has long advocated for women to join traditional male-dominated fields. Governor Janet Mills signed an executive order to improve the recruitment, training, and retention of women in Maine construction industry. This is meant for men, not women. But they're getting rid of the men. Watch this from WMTW. Watch this.
Governor Mills signing an executive order at Maine DOT in Augusta alongside female leaders in Maine's construction industry. The executive order will kickstart data collection in collaboration with partners in the construction industry and implement grant programs to incentivize the hiring of women while providing supportive services that recruit and retain women in the construction industry.
I'm looking at hell.
There are qualified women across Maine who belong in fields dominated by men, and I want to knock down the barriers that are keeping them from pursuing these good-paying jobs in construction with good Maine employers.
Laura LeBove owns her own construction company called Sopo Cottage. She helps organize volunteer opportunities called Women Build Day through Habitat for Humanity. It gives women an opportunity to gain hands-on experience in construction.
We have women of all different experience levels, but many are novices. They've never held a drill. They've never held a saw. And we teach them how to do that as part of the build day, and they get to experience it firsthand. They come in the morning being very, very hesitant, and by the end of the day, they are just really into it and really having a good time.
Oh, by the end of the day, they're just really into it. Let's see what they look like in 10 years. Oh, just so much fun. End of the day, one day. I can't express the seriousness of this. You're allowing the devil through the woman to destroy good. Now you let this female be the governor or whatever she is, Mills. And look what she's done. Women do not make good decisions, folks. They can't make it, ain't gonna be able to make it. It's not in them. They are created to follow. And when you put them in charge, like, look what happens. No Boy Scout. Now those jobs are meant for men to take care of their families. A woman is not gonna be out there on the construction site all day, smelling all funky, looking funky, funky Broadway. Those jobs are meant for men to take care of their families, if they have a family. But even if they don't have a family, it's meant for men to take care of themselves. And look at they are glorifying that. They are glorifying evil. Oh, just sounds so nice to let women take all that. Well, these jobs are meant for women. Putting you on the back burner and preventing you from being able to take care of yourself, man. Provide and everything. But you're so quiet about it. And one other quick thing, and then I'll get to your calls. I've said this over and over and over and over and over and over. I can't believe that stupid female governor, right? But they're allowing that to happen. They vote her in. And this is what you get. Look at how bad the schools are. The women are running the school now. They're not men. Men are not over the women at school, the teachers. If the men were over the schools and they had female teachers, the schools would be much better because the men would be running it. I can't begin to tell you how evil this is. And I've said over and over and over again that women, mothers, are jealous of the father and his children. the last thing a mother wants you to be is close to your father. They don't want you to be close to God. They want you to be close to Satan. The last thing mothers want is for the sons and daughters, not just the sons, because mama will destroy that daughter if she dare attempt to be close to her father. That spirit of the woman, which is of evil, hate the father. Women hate the father of the children. They'll destroy that father, and they'll destroy the children in the meantime to accomplish evil. Y'all don't know, understand the depths of evil. Wait until you start to overcome evil with good. And you can overcome it. You really can overcome evil. Isn't that so interesting? You can overcome evil. You can't do it, but it can be done through you by the Father. You can't fight evil. It's a spiritual battle, right? So lay your weapon down and be free of it, from it. Women hate the father of the children, boys and girls. Here's a perfect example amongst many of a woman being jealous of the father. Y'all don't understand the depths of, and we're going to get to all your calls here in a minute. Y'all don't understand the depths of the hatred that women feel toward the father and then the children that are close to the father. And I don't care what race you're from. It's in all races. Argentina, don't cry for me. It's all races. Women hate the father because he represents God. Here's an example of a mother being jealous of the children and the father. This is from X. It was at this moment she realized she's been replaced by a much younger girl or lady, younger lady, virtually younger lady. Watch this from X. Isn't that something? The mother sitting there looking at that. I want to play that one more time for you. The mother looking at the little girl playing with her daddy, and she's like, hate it. Spiteful, jealous. She doesn't like that. Just a little, what the? And for the rest of the girl's life, unless the father able to protect her, the girl's going to catch hell, and so will the father. I want to play that one more time from X. It was at this moment she realized she's been replaced by a much younger lady. Watch this from X. That's a beautiful picture. Not by mama, though. Look, skyflip. I'll be at home with you when daddy ain't around. 888-7753-773-888-77. Just, I realize most of you are not going to like this, and some will, because some people want out of their hell. Most don't, and I'm okay with that. Is this Sophie? Sophie out of Texas. Sophie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. I just want to say that I completely agree with you. I think it's absolutely ridiculous that these girls want to be in a Boy Scouts and that they totally took out the name Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, it just gave me my head started hurting a little bit. I was just like, are you kidding me? Like, are these women dumb? Are they getting more dumb? It's like it's so true. My dad used to always say, all women are dumb. And now I'm starting to see it, that they are really lost their minds. It's like, what they need to do is get with the Girl Scouts, try to figure out how to make those cookies taste better, because they're disgusting. You know, I mean, I don't like them. I think I bought a box of cookies. I purchased a box of cookies once and said, oh my God, they need to work on this. That's what they need to be in the kitchen. They need to figure it out. But that is completely dumb. I just cannot. And then let's say, okay, like you said, it's going to be an issue later on because they're going to go in there and then later on they're going to get whiny and they're going to be like, oh my God, I got touched. It's like, why would the fathers, if they do have fathers, why would their parents even let them be in there with the boys? They need to be, there just needs to be a Boy Scouts and a Girl Scouts. It's like, that's what I grew up seeing.
Yeah, you know,
I was never in that, you know, I don't want to call it crap, but I was never in that in that club. My dad never let me be in it. My mom was just like, no, you know, she listened to my dad. So I was never part of it, but I was supportive when I can. But I totally agree with you. I just don't know what's going on. I'm like completely, it just, I don't know. I want
the people to see the greater picture here, what's happening. And what has happened is evil is taking over this earth through the woman and destroying the man, because evil hate God. And so it hate the image of God. This bigger picture is happening, and most people don't seem to understand that. They don't see it.
Oh, my God. I it's just ridiculous to me, and I really don't get why women are doing this, that they feel like they're equal to men. They feel like they're, I mean, I've been told, like, I've had previous jobs where they're like, oh, you're so smart, you should be manager. No. I don't want to be manager of anything. I don't want to do none of that. Like, I'm okay with having a man over me telling me, hey, this is what we're going to do.
Yep.
You know, there's nothing wrong with a leader, like a man leader. It's like, I agree with you 1,000% that the woman is to submit, to follow, you know, and it's not a bad thing. Like, women, it's like, no, it's not. It's like they make it seem like, oh, now, you know, I don't know what I can't speak for other women. I don't hang with too many women. I can count my girlfriends with one hand, and I stop hanging out with a lot of females, and a lot of females stop hanging out with me because I contradict what they say, which is a lot of dumb stuff, right? So I'm just like, oh my God, like, and I'm okay with that. They do a favor by not speaking to me, and I'm okay with that because I do agree with you 1,000% that the women should just, you know, lay back, you know, relax, be a woman, be a lady, you know, let the man be the leader and guide us to where we need to go. Men are not dumb like some women want to say. And a lot of women want to say, oh, we're smarter. No, you're not. You're not smarter. I'm sorry.
What's interesting about this, Sophie, is that if the men just said, no, we're not doing this, we're not giving up the Boy Scout, you're not going to be a part of the Boy Scout, we're not going to give up construction job, we're not doing it, it would be all over, because the women can't make it happen. It's just that the men are not fighting back. They're not saying no to the woman. Be quiet, Eve, and listen. If the men just said no, it would be happening. That's what's so weird about it.
That is weird. It's so weird to me. And you know, even like the women that try to do like the whole, oh, I've been called by God that to be a minister or a preacher.
Oh, I have mercy.
Oh my God, can I say the word suck? Like, they suck so bad. Like, I get completely turned off by women that do the whole preaching thing. It's just so dumb to me. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I don't care how women feel. They just really need to lay low. And yeah. Oh,
Toby,
my God.
I got to rub an amazing call. I'm glad that you're speaking up about it. I want the people to see what's really happening here. It's no joke. The devil is not playing around. The devil's serious.
No, I agree with you. You're doing fantastic. Keep saying it. Keep doing it. And I'm just so thankful that you're actually speaking up about it. Thank you so much, and thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. Amazing. Nice. Shane is a first-time call out of California. Shane, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey there, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
All right. Yeah, I just had a question. You know, I've been married. It's going to be 12 years, and she's a good mom, beautiful wife, lovely wife. But when I suggest some things, you know, like I guess it'd be like critical, but I'll approach it, I would think, in a nice way. She kind of blows up on me, you know, and says that I'm putting her down. And I told her, you know, that's anger, you know, and
yeah.
I don't know. I just have a hard time trying to get through to her to take my critiques. But, you know.
And your question is for me is what?
Say that again?
And your question for me is what?
Oh, yeah. How do I get through to my wife and tell her that, like, anger is of the devil? And without me trying to be like, you know, what's the word, like better than her, you know?
What does that mean? What does that mean, better than her?
Well, like I'm superior, you know?
You
what I'm
are
saying?
Superior.
Okay.
Why are you trying to be not be who you are?
Right, right.
No, that's a question.
I don't know, I'll tell her that, you know, I'm above you and Jesus and God is above me. And she kind of doesn't really get that, you know, she thinks I'm trying to be superior.
And you know? You're the head of your wife.
Correct.
You are superior.
Okay.
Why are you afraid to be superior? That's who you are. You're the head of your wife.
Right.
Why do you care what she think about it?
I'm just trying to, you know, get her to understand, to not be so angry.
But suppose she's not ready to just understand. She love her hell. How are you going to make her understand that she doesn't want to?
Mm-hmm.
Why not just leave her in her hell and you check out, meaning psychologically you check out. Don't try to change her. You just work on you, and you take care of your family and do what you do and let her stay in her hell.
So kind of like be the example.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just be it, but leave her in her hell. You can't, she might not be ready to overcome her hell, so don't play in her hell. Don't tiptoe around her. You be free, but don't try to argue, don't try to prove it, and leave her in a hell. Why not leave her in a hell? Why are you trying to bring her out of hell?
Because, you know... She's
hold on,
good.
Buddy. Hold on.
I recommend
back in a moment, folks. Sorry.
From rage to responsibility.
Really. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
best going on in the world. The Boy Scouts are becoming Scouting America, kissing up to the LGBTs and the females, and a dirty video woman smearing our greatest president in the courtroom in a disgusting and vulgar circus display. And the judge allowed it. What a sick man, so-called man. This is the end of hour one of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, May 8th, AD 2024. JLP will be right back to your calls. There is one line open. You can call in right now. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. 1-888-775-3773. During fake news, not fake news, the Boy Scouts are gone. Commie Nonsense Network and the far-left female-run outlet The Skim both excitedly report on this. Quote, while this may be a surprise to some of you, for us, this is a straightforward evolution and the next natural step in ensuring all American youth feel welcomed. That's at Roger A. Krone, K-R-O-N-E, Krone. Not a Christian, I don't think. Previously of Boeing, President and CEO of the Boy Scouts of America, Roger A. Krone, announcing Tuesday that the organization is changing its name from the Boy Scouts of America to Scouting America. No boys allowed, no men. The youth organization said the new name is meant to help everyone, including boys and girls, feel welcome. So the far-left ladies at the Skim say it's an effort to foster inclusion, communist buzzword, including evil. And the new name comes as the organization has faced controversy in recent years. Boy Scouts paid $150 million to settle supposed abuse lawsuits, probably attracted some not morally straight people, right? Subsequently filing for bankruptcy in 2020, the name change is another shift for the group, and morally straight came from the Boy Scouts. They pledged to be morally straight, and now they have broken that pledge over and over again. They reversed their policy banning gay troops and leaders. In addition to allowing girls to join, there are now just over 1 million, quote-unquote, kids, as in children, enrolled in Boy Scouts, down from nearly 2 million in 2019, down from over 4 million in the 70s, when that CEO, Roger Cronin, not a Christian, got his Eagle Scout status back in 1973. And by the way, that's when the shameless LGBTs were coming out and maybe coming for the Boy Scouts. Never trust the witness of a woman. Dirty LGBT, dirty video woman. Stephanie A. Gregory Clifford, born Stephanie Gregory, divorced three times, has a daughter by a third, quote-unquote, marriage around 2015, 2018. Married a fourth time to a dirty video male. Calls herself a Republican as of 2010. Got the keys to the anti-Trump LGBT West Hollywood in 2018. Called herself by S-word Jewel in 2019. Stormy Daniels, you guys know her as. I call her Stephanie Gregory Clifford, or Stephanie Clifford. From the unreliable witness stand on Tuesday, this female dished out salacious details of her alleged S-word encounter, detail for which there's no evidence, against our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, after they supposedly met at a celebrity golf tournament in 2006. She claims to have had the S-word with him, even though she reportedly had signed a statement saying she had never had done that. She said she felt, though, an imbalance of power around our greatest president, Trump, before he was president, obviously, and that the experience left her shaken. I bet she was shaken. This woman, Stephanie Clifford, testified she received $130,000 from Trump's then-lawyer, who turned out to be a rat in a turncoat, Michael Cohen, not a Christian, for her extortion just days before the 2016 election. I call it extortion. It's a matter of opinion, I think. Some of the recounted moments that Daniels described were so explicit, the judge cut her off at several points. Trump's lawyer called for a mistrial, saying Daniels' testimony included details not pertinent to the case outside the scope of the trial. The judge denied their request, even though he agreed some of the things were better left unsaid. You could say that again. Dirtbag. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two. ¶¶
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Destiny Peterson. Welcome to the second show, hour of the show already. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. You don't want to miss it. You can listen to the show if you're busy and out and about. And you don't have time to sit and watch it. You're going to podcast later, I understand. But you can listen while you're doing whatever you're doing. By call the listen line. Calling the listen line at 605. Brand new number for those who might be not aware of that. 615. 605-615. 4131. 615-4131. It just sounds like an odd number for some reason. It doesn't fit. If it doesn't fit, I'll quit. It's interesting. But anyway, you could be on your iPhone or iPad, listen to the show as it is happening. And you can podcast the show as well, all right? And to donate, and we're going to get to your super chats. To donate and read your super chat, to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or JessenLeePeterson.com. RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com. The biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy: what is real power? What is real power? What is it? Don't you want to know? I want to know. Have you ever seen the rain coming down on me? I want to go back to Shane, a first-time caller. And I put him on hold because we ran out of time there in the first hour. And Shane wanted to, how can I get my wife to obey? My wife to drop her anger, do this or do that. And Shane?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for holding. Why do you say your wife is a good wife when she's so evil?
It's because she loves, because she has a big heart and she loves.
What?
Because she has a big heart.
Big heart.
She loves.
Oh, she has surgery on her heart?
Nah, man. Come on, man. Nah, she's, you know.
Would a big heart person disobey her husband?
Probably not, man, but...
Would a big heart person drop their anger?
That's true.
No, that was the question. Would that?
Well, just like how, you know, there's a scale, like how someone can be very upset and then someone can be very happy. You know what I'm saying?
A person that's upset is angry at all times. That phony sense of happiness is not happiness. That's evil. That's anger. They feel good, which is evil. Then they feel bad, which is evil. Your wife is never of love, and she's never of happiness.
Okay.
If you want to save your family, if she want to be, she might not be want to be saved. You got to stop calling good you have to stop calling Eva good. There's nothing good about your wife.
So if someone can get angry, you're saying they're, if someone is capable of being angry, it's not, they're not a good person, is what you're saying?
No, they're pure evil.
Okay.
Evil is evil. And they'll put on a fake face that they're happy for a minute because they're getting things their way or you cater to them. But as soon as they don't get things their way, they're angry. Both the pretense of being happy is evil, just like the pretense of anger is evil. Both are evil. I don't. There's nothing good about your wife.
But there can be, right?
If she work on herself, absolutely.
Okay.
But and you can't make her do it. You should remind her that she's evil, that anger is evil, that so-called fake happiness is evil. And do you have any children with this woman?
Yes, sir.
How many?
Four.
Wow! She's going to destroy your children.
Well, like, she is very into the, you know, she's a... can be a godly woman, you know?
No, she can't. How can an evil person be a godly woman?
I notice when she doesn't read the Bible, like, consistently, she is capable of being angry.
How can a godly person be evil?
Probably listening, like, their pride or something. Huh?
They're evil, man. They're not. You can't be good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how much you read the Bible, she's still evil. You got the devil reading the Bible. That's all happening.
So,
why you call her a godly woman?
Excuse me?
Why do you call her a godly woman?
Because, you know, her intentions are good, you know, like, you
know. The road to hell is paved with good intention. It does not lead to heaven. It leads to hell.
Okay.
You got to call it what it is, but don't be angry at her about it. She might not be ready to overcome her hell. Here's what I recommend. Do what you want. You need to check out psychologically from her, meaning don't identify with her anger. Don't try to please her in her hell. And just still take care of your family. I'm not telling you to leave the house or leave the family, but you can't. If you want to be free, Shane, and overcome your hell, you got to leave her in her hell, and you just work on overcome your hell.
Okay. For sure, man.
Otherwise, the hell in her will destroy you because it knows that you want to overcome it. And it will use her and destroy you and your children and cats and the dogs. Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes.
You told her?
I didn't tell her, no. But I forgive her, though.
But how does she know if you have not forgiven, done it, have told her? Why haven't you told her?
I don't know. I probably should, huh?
Why haven't you told her?
I don't know. She's a kind of angry person as well.
You married to your mama.
Yeah, for real.
So you're afraid of your mother. How will you overcome evil if you don't face it?
You know what? You're 100% right.
No, that was a question.
Oh. say it again.
Will you overcome evil if you don't face it? How will you overcome your mama if you don't face her?
You can't.
Why don't? And so you're afraid to deal with your mama. You're afraid to deal with your wife. You're just tiptoeing all over the place.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right, Jesse.
You got to face your mama, man. Hey, mama, I'm sorry for resenting you. You turned me away from my father. You imposed your will on me. Now I'm married to a woman just like you. You're married to what you hate.
Sure. Okay.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Just taking it all in. You feel me?
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yeah, of course.
You're doing it every morning and night?
Probably not every night.
Are you doing it every morning and every night?
Inconsistently.
Are you doing it every morning and every night?
Negative.
So, Shay, how will you get better if you don't work on you?
Okay.
No, that was a question.
I can't get better if I don't.
And how will you be able to deal with the hell in your wife if you don't overcome the hell that's in you?
Right.
No, that was a question.
I can't. I need to work on myself so I can be someone she could follow.
Not for that reason, though that might work, but she might not want to follow you. She might want to be, she may love her hell, and she may threaten to leave you. She may threaten all kind of threats in order to control you. So it's no guarantee that she's going to want to follow you because she love her hell. And plus, you've been so weak for so long, she hates your weakness. She might not want to follow you.
Right.
But I would not worry about that at this point. I would just, like I said, I recommend you forgive your mother. You got to face your mother. And you're going to shake in your boots, but it'll be the last time you shake. Have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
Yeah, he's no longer with us, but, you know, so, but yeah, I don't put nothing on him, you know.
Forgive your mother and forgive your father. Do the silent prayer and work on you. And you will see, man, you start to finally have a real life.
Sure. Well, I appreciate that, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes.
All right, man. Thank you.
But stop.
Hey, you have a good one.
Stop tiptoeing around those women.
All right.
All right, buddy.
All right, man.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
I'm typing hate a note. Okay, 888-7753-773. John is a first-time caller out of Virginia. John, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Hey,
how are you doing?
All is well, John.
Good. So I've just been, my mind has been all over the place lately, and I've just been trying to, I've been doing the silent prayer for a while. It seems like I can't get focused on anything.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm doing this thing, and I'm doing that thing, and I really don't have anything that I feel like I don't have anything going on in this earth. Not that I'm suicidal or nothing. Not that I'm suicidal or anything. I don't believe in that.
Oh, okay.
Nonsense. But,
and so the issue is what?
Feels like I'm not really working on myself. I'm just too focused on external things.
Like what, for example?
Well, trying to save the world.
You're trying to save the world?
Yes.
What world?
The world we live in.
How are you trying to save the world? What are you doing to save the world?
Absolutely nothing.
And so how are you trying to save the world then? What do you mean?
Well, we feel like you talk a lot about things that are going on that are just evil in this world. Like, for example, the Boy Scouts getting called Scouting America, the taking away of institutions, things we love, things that make America great.
And how,
right?
And how are you trying to save the world?
I'm not really doing anything save the world.
All
in my head.
What do you mean you're trying to save the world then? When you said that you are, what did you mean?
I don't know what I mean, actually. It's just taking away the focus from myself.
So what now?
I'm just not focusing on myself. I've realized that.
And why not? Why aren't you focused? Why is it that you're not focused on you?
No, that's the hardest thing to do.
And why?
Because you have to face a lot of the ugly things that you don't want to face.
Absolutely, man. And so why not face them so you can overcome them? Because you're not going to save other people. You can't save the world.
You're right. I'm not.
There's no such thing as saving the world.
You're right.
And why aren't you focused on you? Why don't you put your eyes on yourself so that you can be saved?
Well, how do I start doing that? How do I just let everything go?
By doing the silent prayer and watching those thoughts. Nothing else but that.
Just watching those thoughts.
Uh-huh.
That's that easy, huh?
That's all you do. There's nothing else you can do or need to do. If you were to just watch those thoughts and don't call them good or bad, or you, don't call them you, and then God will save you from it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Why haven't you been doing that already?
Well, I don't know. Maybe the same things I got to face.
You got to face
myself.
All the hell inside of you. All of your hell is inside of you.
It is. Shoot, it is. From all the things that have not doing or haven't done.
What do you mean by that?
Well, think of this. You know, you talk a lot about the forgiving your earthly father. Well, my father passed away years ago. And, well, I never went to his deathbed because, you know, I just had a lot of resentment toward him. But I realized
why did you resent him?
Well, he was just a difficult person to deal with, or so I thought. But, you know, a lot of that really came from my mom.
100%.
100%. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. I'm trying to tell the people the woman is evil. Women are evil, and it's not there, but that nature is in them that's been passed down from Eve. Hell, the gates of hell come through the woman, through your mama.
You know, I had a friend of mine tell me that many years ago, and I thought she was crazy, but, you know, I look at her life now. This woman and her sister, they have tons of kids.
Nice.
Tons of kids. You know, they got it.
Yeah. And why haven't you gone and forgiven your mother?
I have it just kind of lukewarm. She's just like kind of like, oh, yeah, okay, right.
Did you went and forgave your mother?
Yes.
And what did you say to her?
You know, I said, I forgive you for putting your will on me, for, you know, putting a lot of fear into me.
Yep.
A lot of fear.
Yeah.
And really hindered my growth.
And are you done with her now?
Am I done with her? No, I'm not.
Why not?
Well, she still needs my help, and I still...
Why does she need your help?
Well, she's... The thing is, she's kind of helped me a lot, too. Because I was too weak to, you know, get out and do for myself.
Are you still living with her?
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 43.
What the... Bird.
Right, exactly.
You still living with your mama?
Well, here's the thing, though. I have a place of my own, and I've been renting it out. I do own my own place. I mean,
why do you go live in your own place then?
I'm not going to get into that. But that's right. No excuse for all that.
You're not going to get into why you won't go live in your own place?
Well, that's not. Want to put it into the time here.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I don't want to eat up too much of your time.
But why, without going too personal, I understand that.
Sure.
Why don't you just move away from your mother?
That's right. That's the first thing I need to do to work on myself.
Are you like handicapped or something?
I mean, just, you know, a little bit.
You're handicapped?
Physically handicapped or mentally handicapped?
Physically.
No.
Are you like this?
Oh, what? I'm not even looking at the YouTube right now.
Oh, I have a black Santa Claus in a wheelchair.
You have a black Santa Claus in a wheelchair. Okay. No, I'm not handicapped. I'm just making excuses.
Right. Why don't you just pack up and leave your... and again, I don't want you to put your person out there called people evil, right? But why don't you just...
They are.
I mean, you can't be that afraid to move out, right?
No. It's just convenient.
But that is not convenient. That's inconvenient. You're being destroyed.
You're right. I feel destroyed.
You are. Your mother is literally destroying you. And if you ever try to leave, you haven't seen hell.
But at this point, what is it? All that's behind it now.
What?
What good does it do now to start at this time?
What do you mean?
You know, at 43, it's just there's so much time has been lost.
No, it hasn't.
No?
No, all you have is now. You don't have lost time. It doesn't exist. All you have is right now. You start a brand new moment, all the time. And it's not too late.
Okay.
In your imagination, it looked like you wasted time, and then you have a false idea about the future. But those are just illusion. All you have right now in eternal life, all now is always now.
All now, all the time.
Yeah. So right that on, is Jesse. Not. It's not too late. It's time to live.
All right, man. Well, look, I'm glad I got to talk to you. Been listening to you a long time. Definitely helped me a lot.
Get up and live, man. Call.
All right. We'll do.
And you don't even have to explain anything to her. You just go and live your life. Do the silent prayer and watch those thoughts and have a life. God created you to have a life. He didn't create you to live death all the time.
All right, man. Well, look, thanks for your time today. I do appreciate you.
Let me know how it goes.
All right. I will call you back.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Take care.
Listen, folks, men and women, you were created. You are here on earth to overcome your hell. That's why you're here. If you don't want to know, why am I on earth, Lord? I can't think of my purpose. You're here to overcome your hell. You have a chance on earth to overcome hell. Christopher is a first-time caller out of Iowa. Christopher, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How are we doing today, Jesse?
All is well, sir.
Hey, first off, I got to tell you, I've been listening to the last two callers, and those boys are anything but men, okay? Men don't ask for somebody else to fix their problems. They fix their own problems. I just want to say that right off the bat.
But they don't know how because their father were not examples for them. And so they really don't know. They don't know how. And what happens is when they hear the how, meaning they understand they got to forgive so that they can enter into the kingdom, then they start, a lot of the guys started to really wake up.
Well, here's what I say. You brought me into my next point. See, what we're dealing with here is what I like to call the single bar whore generation. Okay.
The
single bar whore generation, where their moms were all in the bars. They had 50 different men in and out of the houses other than the father. Most of them, quite frankly, didn't even know who the real father was when you get right down to it. So yeah, you're right. We've had a generation of boys that have been raised by women to become women.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
First off, for a boy to become a man, he has to have interactions with other men, real men that present the path for him and show him what it means to be a real man.
But that's not true.
What do you mean that's not true?
He has to return to the father. Because another human being cannot show you how to be a man. Only God can show that. Another man can teach you to work. A man can train you how to show you how to pay your bills. But a man, only God can show you how to be a man.
Well, I disagree with you of that, because even the Lord states it himself that he is not of this world. So it's really not possible for the Lord to show you how to be in this world. That takes a man to do that. While I will agree it takes a man with Jesus and God in his heart to create a wholesome man,
God is not
a physical being in our everyday lives. He is a spiritual being, and it takes spiritual guidance to get to where we want to be. But it does take a physical hand throughout that process to show and to guide them to where they can spiritually become the man that they're supposed to be.
Not true. And what do you mean that God is not of this world?
He states it right in the Bible. He's not of this world. He created this world, but he's not of this world. He's the keeper. He's the watcher of it. I mean, you probably believe that you live on a circular world, you know? I mean, I get that.
You
go
that
out around
God,
and you post that Donald Trump is the greatest president to ever take office while he promotes homosexuals and cross-dressers. So,
why do you,
like,
hey, what do you mean that God is not of this world?
He's not of this world, physically of this world,
and when he
is
said,
what I mean of it.
But how, when he said it, what did he mean by that when he said it?
What he meant by it was that I am here in your hearts as man, and if you follow your heart and you go to spiritual guidance, you will come to me. But as Jesus did God teach Jesus to be a carpenter? No, it took his earthly father to do that. Okay, I'm not disagreeing that God has a role in our. You know, he talks to everybody. Trust me, I was lost in a cornfield at 3 years old because of my mother, and I'm telling you, Jesse, I met God that day right there at 3 years old. I can still remember it. I was going to lay down to take a nap. And I took my shoes off, and I asked my mom if I had my shoes on when I came out, and she said no. And I had laid down to I was going to take a nap, and he told me I couldn't do that. And I told him I didn't know where I was. And he pointed, told me to go that way, and I came out at the neighbor's house at 10 o'clock at night. So
did you forgive your mother?
What's that?
Did you forgive your mother?
Oh, God. I've forgiven my mother, but I haven't been around my mother since I was 14 years old. My dad raised me, my brother, and my sister. When my mom got out of college, when she got out of her bar horse stage and married the bald-headed pixel dick man that I like to call him, Mark Drake.
Hey.
Yep.
I got a word, but thank you for it. I appreciate it. Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Danny bought a coffee saying, already, Jesse and the lads, are we our experiences?
What?
Are we our experiences?
I don't know what that means.
The answer is no.
Are you your experiences?
No.
What does that mean? I don't even know what that means. Is he playing around with me? Is he joking?
He doesn't say whether he's joking or not.
But it is a question, though, right?
Yep.
No, I honestly, man, don't know what that means. But it sounds like an amazing question. Do me a kind favor, make it a little clear.
All right.
But you seem to understand him.
Not really. I just said no.
All right. Thank you, though. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Soul Conscious by Five Coffees.
It
Jesse.
It sounds like an interesting question. Go ahead.
Biblical question.
What is real power? What
nothing,
is real power?
Says Soul Conscious. The word power is made up. Identifying anything with the word power is probably not a good idea, he says.
Thank you. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee, although...
Let me take a quick break.
Thank you.
And then we'll finish when I come back. And more of your phone calls. Back in a moment.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the
best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Welcome back, 888-775-3773. So, Nick, remind me, and hate did too, I answered that biblical question before about if you are your experiences, right?
I don't remember whether it was a biblical question. It might have been.
But I did answer that.
Yeah, you have asked people that.
Because I want to, huh?
You have asked people that question.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. But Nick is here, the anchor baby.
He has a
question.
I had come in during the break, and so I was just talking about it. You wanted me to explain what I was saying?
Right.
I was
about
saying experiences. I think experiences are what you observe and even what you feel.
And so,
that's your experience.
And so are we our experiences?
No.
We're not.
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
Okay, now that we are not our experience, that's for sure. So who was that, James?
That was Danny.
Danny, no, you're not your experiences.
Amazing!
Nice.
You right?
That sounds right to me.
Right.
All right, bye.
Even though things happen, but you're not those things.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That makes sense.
Oh, okay.
I cannot be those things. That is crazy.
Nice. Thank you, Anchor Baby.
Nice.
The Anchor Baby's here every day, Monday through Thursday at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. Okay.
Someone bought a coffee. Jesse, God designed life such that all people are born into sin and are subject to evil until they forgive and overcome. Do you think he did it this way to teach us about love?
No. God is not trying to give you any misery to teach you about anything. Absolutely no. But an interesting question. Thank you.
888-77-JESSE bought a coffee. Can you do an excerpt on public versus private jobs, government versus private employees?
Can I do one?
Yeah.
Like a discussion about it one day?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Nice suggestion. Thank you.
Ryan is now a member. What's up, everyone? Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, Ryan.
A silver level monthly paying supporter.
Right on.
Amazing.
Thank you.
On buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
Amazing.
Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse and James Hake. What do you guys think about me saying that there's no such thing as the nice guy or the bad boy because both individuals are weak until they overcome anger and return to the Father? Am I wrong?
Amazing idea, Mike.
I think you're not wrong.
Right. It doesn't sound wrong to me, man. Amazing. Thank you.
Charles bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, the caller Elizabeth yesterday, who said she was called by God to be an evangelist, please refer her to 1 Corinthians 14:34-35. You're welcome, ma'am.
Thank you. I hope she got it. Thank you.
And that's the one that says, I do not permit a woman to speak. She should ask her husband.
Right.
In church.
Amazing. Thank you.
Urinal Chills says, morning, how y'all? The Lord was willing and the creek didn't rise. We are all here. You got to know how to rumble.
That's for sure. Thank you.
It's me, Zenya, says with a rumble rant, I'm curious what the home situation is like for those girls. Probably an evil, bitter single mother. America's downfall, generations of men raised by women.
Which girls?
Probably the girls in the Boy Scouts.
Oh, what a mess, huh? What a mess. Thank you.
Urinal Chills. Not having my pops around in my youth, Boy Scouts really helped me. This is just sad. Such a sad way to live. I want my country back.
That's for sure. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today gonna suffer tomorrow. Oh, what a shame. Such a sad way to live. Amazing. Thank you.
Prep Ham Paul is a monthly supporter on Rumble.
Thank you, Prep Ham Paul.
I and my sons are Eagle Scouts from when it was four boys. Boys will not be able to be boys now with girls around. So glad my church left Boy Scouts of America a few years ago.
Nice. Isn't that? I want you to really think about this, folks. If you missed the first hour, make sure you park out. They have totally dismantled, gotten rid of the Boy Scout and placed it with girls. Replaced it with girls. They have totally done that. Oh, it doesn't exist anymore, and there is not a loud outcry about it either. Do you know the hell that those boys who are left in there, and there should be none, the hell they going to catch from those girls? It's not the order of God. What a sad way to live. Thank you.
Also on buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk, Nikki bought five.
Thank you, Nikki.
I've had a few mystical experiences while doing the silent prayer. One time I completely surrendered myself and I disappeared. I was no longer Nikki, nor did she ever exist. I felt myself merging into oneness. I feel crazy and I doubt myself. Does that ever happen to you? Double question mark.
No, but it's interesting. Whatever happens, just watch, all right? Just watch it, and don't assume anything about it because the devil makes you think something that's not happening, or if it is happening, the devil makes you think that's not right, right? So just watch it. Don't really, just watch without calling good or bad, right or wrong, because you want to get to a point where there are no thoughts. You want to get to a point when you with no thoughts at all, then you're free. You can't be thinking. If you're thinking, then you're not free. If you're not thinking, then you are free. Now, don't make yourself stop thinking. All right? But that's what I'm talking about. Thank you.
Josh in Georgia bought a coffee. Biblical question response.
What is real power? What is real power?
Quote, unquote, real power is just another way of saying love. So this question translates to, what is love? And God is love. I see all the following as synonyms. Love, God, patience, grace, faith, discernment, awareness, eyes to see, the ankle baby's energy on loan from God.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Mike Young bought a coffee again. Hey, Jesse, I might be wrong about this, but I believe that if the Boy Scouts of America was started by black people, then this wouldn't be happening to the Boy Scouts of America. I strongly do believe this is another attempt to destroy white people. What do you think, Jesse?
This is not an attempt to destroy white people. This is an attempt to destroy men. The devil is using the women to destroy the man so that the devil can roam the earth through the woman and destroy it. That's what this is all about. Amazing. Thank you, Mike.
Aries 1 with a diamond, no message.
Thank you.
Super Dave gave a diamond. JLP, where's Wally? Wally! Let's go find him.
Who's Wally?
The emotional support alligator.
Oh, oh, I forgot about Wally. Did they ever find Wally?
I don't know.
I remember it was in the news for a minute, but I don't know what happened to Wally. Thank you.
Evgeny Crosby, what gave a diamond. She's a lady. Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's a lady.
And a lady is mine. Amazing. Thank you.
Evgeny Crosby also says, with a couple of diamonds, Big Mama Michelle is packing. Lunch. Is it the cigars? No, it's Alpha Jerky.
Amazing. Have you gotten your Alpha Jerkies? If not, you better watch this quick reminder of your Alpha Jerkies. People tell me I have a lot of Alpha energy. Jesse, what gives you so much Alpha energy, they say? Is it energy drinks? No. Is it cigars? No. This Alpha Jerky. Alpha Jerky. Alpha Jerky from Big Club, USA. Alpha Male. And you can have Alpha Jerky energy too. Amazing. Thank you. That's amazing.
Nice. And by the way, I somewhat abused that that D-Live wording, but thank you, Evgeny Crosby, trying to get me in trouble.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Greenwald bought a coffee. The silent prayer wakes me up better than any cup of coffee or tea. Yeah. The silent prayer helps me sleep better than any nightcap or grass.
That's for sure. If you want really good, and don't do it just for the rest, but you will get the rest. You do it because you want to be aware. And when you sleep at night, you will sleep like a baby. Thank you.
Jabrail NTP donated a generous Rumble rant saying, amazing work, Jesse. Applause emoji.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for your support.
And let me just double check on the Super Chats. Cody bought a coffee. Can you interview so-and-so on the Fallen State? Love you, Jesse. You're doing a great thing day in and day out. And I hope you're appreciated as such.
Amazing. Thank you. And we will look into that. And thanks for your support.
Nice. And thank you, guys. I do believe that that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Let me go quickly to Rudy, a first-time call out of Texas. Rudy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Peterson. How you doing?
All is well, Rudy. Thanks for calling.
Hey, so I had a question. I have two young children, about to be 5-year-old daughter and a 1.5-year-old son, and I want to know what's the best way to introduce them to God. How do I find the right church?
The way you introduce them to God, by not introducing them to God, you just be that living example, and they will see it in you. Whatever you are is what they will become.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Why?
I've been listening to you for quite some time. I mean,
oh, okay.
Not a long time, but a lot lately. I'm talking every day, all day, every day, listen to all your old podcasts and new ones. And I've learned a lot from you.
Well, yeah, so you just be it, and because you are the Father, and they will become whatever you are.
Okay.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
No, I have not done that.
And why not?
I don't know it. I haven't made the time to look into that and do it, but I definitely should.
And so, yeah, if you don't work on yourself, how would you be right for your children?
Right.
That was a question. The
biggest fear for me is just doing the things that my parents did or did not do growing up. I grew up in a Pentecostal church, and I'm telling you, fire and brimstone is a scary thing to put kids through.
Yeah, that was evil that they did that to you. That was evil.
It was.
Yeah. But have you forgiven your mother?
Absolutely.
You told her?
Yes, sir.
And how about your father?
My father as well.
Right. So do the silent prayer, Rudy, so that you can wake up, so you can see from within, and so that you can let go and not fight with evil. And when you don't fight with evil, you will overcome it.
All right.
All right, but
hey, I appreciate you.
All right,
buddy. Appreciate you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it, all right?
God bless you, sir.
You too. Thank you, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Alice out of Montana. Alice, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, yeah, I'd like to answer the biblical question.
What is real power?
So, first of all, real power is not a thing of this world. Real power is pure rest. So, do you remember in the good old days? I know, never ask a black man, but in the good old days, we had wagons where the wheel would spin around the axle, and the axle never moved, but everything around it moved. You remember that?
Yes.
That's analogous to power.
So you say real power, repeat that again, real power is what?
Pure rest.
It's pure rest. Oh, okay. Interesting. I want to put my two cents in, but I got to wait until Sunday. I appreciate that, though, Alice. Thank you.
Can't wait. Yep. Hey, one more thing.
What's that?
Animal means, it translates, I think, from Greek to means have a soul, like to animate the body.
Animal
just
means,
a little tip.
Animal means to have a soul?
Yeah, that's what the word translated from.
And so you believe that animals have a soul?
I do, and plants.
You do, but they don't have a soul.
Well, maybe I don't need to believe it. Maybe it just is.
Amazing. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. There's a line open. Let me go to Arthur from Colorado. Arthur, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, sir.
So, I wasn't even sure how I was going to attempt this talk because without putting too much of my business out there, I've been doing the silent prayer, you know. I realize now it's something I need to do daily,
right.
Connecting with God. I'm finding myself doing it, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times a day. You know, during the day, things will throw you off. So I'm finding that centers me. So I thank you very much for that. I feel like the silent prayer has actually saved my life in many ways. So now that I've been doing the silent prayer, I feel strong, inside and physically.
Yeah.
My mind feels like it's at peace now. In a way where, yeah, I go through certain situations, but I can maneuver differently. I feel like I'm a little bit more with the program than I would usually be. With that said, I'm kind of seeing what's going on around me, and I kind of feel like I've myself been under attack, and men have been under attack, and even almost within my own home. And with that said, I think, so I have a girlfriend and a stepson as well. And I have a 5-year-old of my own. And, being that I've been doing the silent prayer, I've been kind of seeing, you know, moods and just something working inside of them that's just very negative, a negative energy. And I understand what you say, and you know, I had a son at a wet. I did basically everything wrong. I got with a woman that already had a son. I ended up getting her pregnant, having a child. So in my heart now, I feel like I'm ready to do everything right. I'm not scared. So I guess what my question is, with this that I'm seeing, my girlfriend and her moods, you know, her and her mind, and she is trying to do the silent prayer as well. It becomes a bit of a struggle because this is new for her. But also, I'm not getting any respect. I do feel like she has built an army against me. With my son now and my stepson. So I'm kind of just looking for answers of what it is I need to do.
How old is the her son?
Yeah, he's a teenager now. He's 13, and I've been in his life for about 7 years now, sir.
And how old is your son?
My son is now 5 years old.
And your son live with you?
Everybody lives with me. In fact, I had read your book, and I started you've done so much for me, Jesse. I read your book. I started my own business. I was such a beta. I created my own commercial cleaning business here in town, in a small town, and I'm doing amazing.
Nice. So
I appreciate that.
Why is she living with you?
Why is she living with me?
Right, you're not married. Why is she living with you?
So when I first met her, did it all wrong.
Yeah, I understand.
I ended up moving in with her. So the way I thought was to move out, get my own, and she followed me. And I wasn't sure if that was the right thing at first. I thought
it wasn't.
Now that I think about it, yeah, I don't think it was now too. I think I needed to be here alone with my son.
Yeah.
And everything in my heart now, it's just I see the news and everything, Jesse, and man, my heart reaches out to kids. I'm just all about kids. I don't know what this is. It's ignited inside of me. I see my son, and there's no distractions. I mean, yeah, I do care about my girlfriend, but she is not more important than my son. And actually, to be honest with you, she's not more important than my stepson. I want him to be okay. I was a stepson. I could totally see why he wouldn't like me or dislike me, even though I think I've been great. I didn't like my stepson. I wouldn't blame him, and I've told him that.
I don't understand why she's still living with you and she has a child by somebody else. You're not married. Why are you still living? I understand that we all get in a stupid situation where we can't see what we're doing, but why is she still living there?
I've recently told her that I think that she needs to leave.
Can you hold for me?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. I got to take a quick break. 888-7753. 773 Haken's coming in with the hate news, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. You're going to know God and his love. It's going to be amazing, man.
A Baltimore Bridge update. They found that sixth body more than 6 weeks later, or 6 weeks later. Wow. And cancer is getting the black ladies. Is it racism or is it anger? Gaza drama. Biden administration all of a sudden worried that the bombs, they're withholding sending bombs. They paused it to Israel because they're worried they might hurt Palestinians all of a sudden. And there was an alleged conspiracy to assassinate Zelensky by a couple of Ukrainians who were security officials. And there's global warming propaganda, storms in the USA. It's a mess. This is the end of hour two of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, May 8th, 2024 A.D. Manhood Hour is coming right up, guys. Hang tight, callers. And there is one line open. You can call in right now. During Hake News, Not Fake News, 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773. CNN reports the body of the sixth, believed to be the final victim killed in March 26th Baltimore Bridge collapse, was recovered Tuesday, a grim milestone in the weeks-long recovery operation. The Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed after a massive cargo vessel lost power and slammed into this structure, killing six construction workers who were repairing potholes, of all things, on it. Imagine that. You're repairing potholes, and then the whole thing goes down, and you die. Terrible. Officials said workers were immigrants from four countries, Honduras, El Salvador, Mexico, and Guatemala. Several investigations underway to determine why the cargo ship lost power. Why did they say several? And who might be responsible? Cancer getting the black women? Researchers are looking into risks in black females, cancer risks. As medicine advances, cancer deaths in the United States have been dropping since 1991. I almost said so is the population, at least so is the aged aspect. Except among black women. According to the American Cancer Society, black women are more likely to die of breast cancer, cervical, endometrial cancers than white women. Now, it may be the largest study of its kind, trying to find out why the American Cancer Society, what a name, huh? Will be tracking 100,000 black females across 20 states. Participants must be cancer-free at the start of the study. Will be followed over 30 years, doctors assessing their lifestyle choices, experiences with racism. I'm serious. That's what it says, of course. And how these factors play a role in their cancer risk. The study comes as black females have been underrepresented in clinical trials and have faced a history of discrimination in so-called health care. So say the far-left females at the skim. And Gaza drama. The U.S. has paused a shipment of bombs to Israel amid concerns over potential use in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. More than a million civilians are sheltering there, supposed to evacuate. We're especially focused on the end use of the 2,000-pound bombs and the impact they, also known as a ton, right? And the impact they could have in dense urban settings, as we have seen in other parts of Gaza, so said a U.S. official. Since Monday, Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 27 people, including nine so-called children, or at least underage, right, under 18. In Rafah, per medical officials, Israeli leaders have warned the military operations in the southern city will continue till Hamas is eliminated from the entire Gaza Strip, or until the first hostage returns. Or last hostage? I don't know. Conspiracy against Zelensky? Two Ukrainian security officials arrested for allegedly plotting to assassinate Volodymyr Zelensky, the unchristian so-called president of Ukraine. Two colonels in Ukraine's government protection unit received drones and ammunition from Russia and planned to carry out a deadly explosion for financial compensation, so claimed Ukraine's prosecutor general's office. And global homo socialism propaganda, record global heat, continues its unbroken streak, says CNN, Commie Nonsense Network. Last month, the world lived through the hottest April on record, driven by human-made climate change and boosted by El Nino. So get your autistic climate anxiety right now, kids. Be scared. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Manhood Hour 3. ¶¶
man to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what they're wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. That's amazing, third hour of the show on Wednesday. There are two lines open if you want to jump in there at 888-7753. 77-JESSE, 888-7753-773. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy, what is real power? What is real power? What is it? Don't you want to know? Amazing. You can listen to this show if you're busy buying fentanyl, selling fentanyl, whatever you might be doing. Find a place to live under the freeway. I know people who look for spots to live under the freeway. What the? Or you working out, making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, whatever. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or your iPad by calling the listen line at a brand new number, 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. It'll take some time for me to get to that, accustomed to that number. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or rebuildingtheman.com. rebuildingtheman.com or Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App. So it is Wednesday, and every third hour of the show is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man.
Alpha male.
Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Galeeb, you've always wanted to be a background dancer, and what are you now?
A dentist.
A dentist. And whose dream was that?
My mom's.
Richard. Yeah. You're still afraid of your mom. It's kind of like I'm not even hanging out with my friends. It's like I'm hanging out with your moms.
What are you talking about?
Then we're happy in our current role. But what I think we have to do as women is to step outside of that role and understand we also need to lead.
I know it because I know what mental illness looks like.
And the reason we need to lead is because we have fresh ideas.
One of the things that they propose is black folk not have to pay taxes.
And we understand how to listen.
And they don't say racist things, but right. What they say is they don't like something I said.
See, you don't need to be afraid of your moms.
Did you forgive your mother?
I'm working on it, man. I'm trying.
What a mess. You got to overcome mama. Every man, every woman, every male, every female is afraid of the mother. You become like what you hate. You got to return to the father. You got to return to the father or you're going to suffer. Ain't no way out unless you return to the father. And that's every male. All are born through the woman, right? That means that all human beings, if you want to be free. So you hear me saying, if you want to be free, you can stay in your hell. You can stay right in your hell, right here on earth, or you can overcome your hell right here on earth. Amazing, huh? I want to go back to Arthur out of Colorado and try to work out some issues with this woman he's with. So, Arthur, before the break, I asked, why hasn't she moved already?
Yeah, you know, it was so funny hearing that. That whole clip sounded like my household. Now it explains why I'm looking for a shelter under a freeway as of lately. The reason why she's not out is because I haven't, you know, lost my you-know-what yet. I finally got it in myself, you know. I gave you an earful earlier, and I apologize. I basically, long story short, I'm dealing with a defiant woman that does not want to obey me, even, you know. And, of course, here I am, hampering like you told me not to. And then I was all high and mighty because I was like, oh, I'm going to go look for a white girl. You know, just like you said, found me a white girl, had a baby, had a wedlock.
Are you white?
I'm American. I'm Mexican, but I'm American.
Oh, first. But you're a Mexican with a white girl?
I'm a Mexican with a white girl. Yeah, I scored. I did everything that you said to a T. I said, oh, you said go look for a white girl. So I went ahead and went and looked for a white girl.
No, that's for white guys.
Yeah, well, you know, then I misinterpreted it, and here I am with a five-year-old now.
Amazing.
I'm dealing with a defiant woman that really tries to obey me, and it just seems like she falls off, and it just turns into a disaster. And she has built her army, like you said. My five-year-old now is starting to talk back. I'm having to bite my tongue over here. But now I'm having to do thank God for the silent prayer because, you know, I can say I honestly have a bit of a temper. So you can count that I'm doing the silent prayer in this house about like 5-6 times a day. I'm just, you know, I got my own area I do this in. And, I just don't understand, why she can't keep, you know, the narrow road with me and stay the path. I've tried to, you know, I've introduced the silent prayer. I told her, you know, and I'm not understanding the whole course of why, you know, her son is belligerent the way he is and towards her. And I would have to admit, though, and say that I'm part of the problem because, I mean, I stepped into her life and basically, you know, took his attention away. So as of now, yeah, we're all under the same roof, but I'm basically telling her, hey, you're going to have to go because I'm all out of whack and out of focus sometimes to the point where I can't even concentrate on my business, my son. I mean, I technically want to pull them out of the school because I just don't like what's going on. And this is just all kind of
causing me to... You're all over the place. What's your question for me?
Yes, my question is, I have a defiant woman and her defiant son, which is my stepson. They are in under my roof right now. So I'm trying to figure out, do I tell her to go? Do I work it out within my own household? Because, I mean, it's getting to the point where the silent prayer is only going to do so well before, you know, I mean, now it's to the point where I'm like, she needs to go because the consistency isn't there. And me as a man that is trying to progress and better myself and do good for my son now because I'm seeing that he's what's important to me, I'm just trying to figure out.
What's your question for me?
So my question is, do I have her move out and have her son move out? I would. Now, I do have, you know, I am able to do that. You know, take my son and do what it is I need to do to raise him right. And I'm just trying to figure out if the right thing is to just stick it out with her in my household, or is the right thing, you know, if she's just not able to stay the course and you know, not be so moody, not sidetrack these boys. You know, I mean, we all know how women can be, and they just don't want to follow the man in the house. They like mommy because it's easy.
And so your question for me is what?
Do I basically kick her out of the house?
Why would you keep her in your house?
I don't have an answer for that, so I guess that's my answer.
But why would you... I mean, you're not married to this woman. She already has a child that is not obeying you. You got your own child you got to raise. Why would you keep her there?
I think I would personally want to keep her here to... I think the reason why I'm holding on is because I didn't want my 5-year-old son in a broken family, and I would have liked to show him that, you know.
But he's not in your family.
Yeah, you're right.
What does that mean? She's not your son's mother. I don't understand that.
My 5-year-old is from her.
I thought you said that she was done. You made this baby with someone else.
No, sir. The 5-year-old is my son. I have a son. You know,
Arthur.
Stepson.
Let me do that. Holler, Arthur.
Yes.
So the lady that in your home now, do you have a son with her?
Yes, I do.
And then she has a son with somebody else too.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I see. And
yeah, I'm sorry I confused that.
But it sounded like you had a baby with somebody else, and then you broke up with her, and you moved and got in a play with, moved in with this woman, and then you moved out, and she moved followed you. That's not the case.
No, sir. It's the same woman. I have a stepson with her, and I have a 5-year-old with her.
And so, if you put her out, is she going to take your son?
I don't know. It's not like it would be a fight. I told her that I would take responsibility. I mean, she's actually agreed that she needs to go because she feels like she's no good for me. You know, she feels like she's not able to obey me. I guess the real question is that I'm getting to, I was all over the place and I apologize, but I'm just dealing with a woman that is very defiant and disobeys me. It's not consistent, and her son is very much doing the same thing, and my 5-year-old is kind of following that lead.
Right, and so your question is what?
I guess I'm wondering if she needs to go now and me just take care of my responsibility with my 5-year-old and she take her son and us live separately.
Why would you want to keep it the way it is? It's not going to work. Why would you keep her in your home?
That's the conclusion I've came to, and why I felt like I wanted an opinion on the show.
But you already have the answer. Why don't you just take the next step?
Yeah.
No, that was a question.
I think I will. I think I'm going to, and I think that's where I'm headed, and that's what I've said. And
but why is it a difficult decision since you see what to do?
I think there's a bit of a thought that I want to work this out for my son so he has both of his parents in the same house.
But how are you going to work it out if she doesn't want to?
Yeah, I guess that wouldn't be possible. I guess I'm just kind of having a little bit of hope. But I haven't
what
really been getting
hope?
Anywhere. I've been constantly I don't know how many times really I've actually told her that I think it's time for us to, you know, separate, and I'll take care of my responsibilities.
Why have you just done it? Why you keep saying it instead of doing it?
I think it's just the hesitation, me not standing my ground, and most likely not exactly meaning it, but saying it. But I think that's something I'm going to take action in now.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, sir. Actually, I did it recently, and I actually recorded it myself, and I put it into my phone and recorded it to remind myself, you know, that I've actually done it. It was interesting when I forgave my mom, because, I've never been scared of a 4'7" woman before, and here I am prepping myself to go forgive my mother, and I'm like, why am I all nervous about this 4'7" woman that, you know, right, that is not at all intimidating. Went through that whole...
Well, let me do this because of time. I got to run, but...
Yes, sir.
You, I don't quite know what you're asking me, but you need to see what you need to do and just do it.
Yeah. I agree.
Because I don't really know what you're asking me about or for.
Yeah, I think what I'm going to end up doing is getting one of those... you know, council calls with you, maybe.
Oh, okay.
You know, chatting with you. It is a bit of a cluster, you know what. So,
okay, set up a council appointment. Maybe then you can be more, you can discuss.
Yeah, I can be a lot more detailed.
Okay.
There and personal. All so, right. Yeah, okay. I thank you for talking to me anyways, Jesse. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, buddy.
All right. Take you care. Have a good one. God bless.
You too, buddy. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. So, I need Hank in the studio for a minute. And because I need his response to something, he's a little Christian. And so that's why I need his response to it. He's not aware of this, so it could be all new to him, I guess. I want you to hear some of the things that Satan is having human beings believe, and I want you to react to it. Okay. And I will, too, some, because I haven't seen it either. Just something to say. And so I need you to react to some of this. And I am going to get to all your calls and your super chats. This is a video from Jubilee. You ever heard of Jubilee?
Of course.
What is Jubilee?
It's a YouTube channel.
Oh. On YouTube, title, Can Satanic and Major Religion. Is that right, Sean? Can Satanists and major religions see eye to eye? All right? Can Satanists and major religions see eye to eye? What'd you say to that question?
No.
They can't?
Right.
Oh, okay. Here's the first part, one. Whether hell is real place. It's a real place. Why is this with Jubilee?
I am a Presbyterian pastor.
I'm a Hindu.
I'm Muslim.
Hi, I'm Lois. I'm a Satanist. And as for the major religions, I hope to understand why they stayed within their religion if they were born into it.
Grew up in a household of faith and learned to love Jesus and love the church and serve the church from the family that I grew up in.
I believe in an afterlife where there is a kind of a good place and a bad place, where what you do here kind of determines where you're going to end up.
And so I believe that there is a heaven and that there is a hell, and that the gift of grace that God offers us is so generous that for those who reject it, that there has to be a place of judgment. So, yeah.
Damning all, I mean, the vast majority of everyone who's ever existed for not believing in him for a set of rules that he created?
I would never worship a god that would send someone to an eternal lake of fire to be burned forever for the simple fact of non-belief.
Amazing. And you say...
What a mess. So they had a whole bunch of Satanists in there.
I know. This is, yeah, I didn't realize that many.
Yeah. They're just atheists. The Satanists are just atheists.
Okay.
And there was a... I didn't hear the Hindu girl, but I don't know if what the Hindus believe. Satanism is like this newer thing with the atheists where it's mostly a reaction against Christianity and how the Christians have, you know, how the Christians have been in decline, have kind of gone into feminism and all that other stuff.
Right.
Including even the conservative Christians. And they've gotten into all this stuff about Jesus and things that aren't like, it's not real Christianity. I think they've just thrown out the baby with the bathwater.
It was funny that one guy said, I would never believe in a God that would send you to hell. I think you're already in hell, buddy. You're in hell. He doesn't even know he's already in hell.
Yeah. Dressed up all fancy with his curly mustache thing.
I know.
Poser.
And then that woman was so happy she was a Satanist.
I know. She's all full of herself.
I'm Satan. And then the man, the Christian man.
Yeah.
He seemed unhappy too.
Yeah, he did. I did notice that the religious people seemed fake. At least that we heard the most from the Christian guy, who's like a pastor. And he's like, I learned to love Jesus and everybody. And they all seemed kind of effeminate too.
Yeah.
All the males.
It definitely seemed weak.
Yeah.
Okay. Lord, Joel wanted to be in on this so bad. Joel, come on. Come on in, Joel. Lord. Come on in. He a preacher. What did you think? You saw the first one, the video we just played?
I didn't hear the audio, but I just heard the question that you asked James about. And I wasn't saying that I wanted to get in, but...
What were you saying?
Well, I was saying it's a deep question that you asked James.
Oh,
I
couldn't
see eye to eye. Yeah.
Can Satan see eye to eye?
I think so. But you're not going to like my answer. That's why I was like, dang, should I go in there?
What's your
I think they can agree on like their pursuit on why they follow, they believe the things that they believe.
You have to move this way, I think. Right?
So what now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm off camera.
So you're talking about Satan and
Satanists?
And the Christian, yeah. Like, it, just their... Now, when it comes to, like, beliefs, meaning, like, spiritual beliefs or Satan beliefs, not everybody's going to be able to see the light of God, right? There's, like, you know, when you awaken, you see things more clearly, and not everybody's going to see eye to eye on that. But in the sense of, like, being able to relate to each other and understand each person's perspective just based off of, I believe this to be true, whether it's right or wrong, and you're a Satanist, and I believe this to be true, whether it's right or wrong, and I'm a Christian, they can both see eye to eye on that in their intention of why they follow the things they follow.
Do you believe hell is a place?
I don't know. Could be. But it's definitely our earth.
Do you believe hell is a place?
Yeah.
Here is, and where is it?
Everywhere.
All right. Here's part two of this Jubilee thing. Part two. where the so all these people sitting around talking about these things, right? You have Satanist, you have the Christian, you have the Hindu, and whatever else they said.
Yeah.
And so here's part two, whether they are discussing whether religion has caused more harm than good. Watch this from Jubilee 2, part 2.
Religion has caused more harm than good.
Religion has caused a lot of harm. Is it the ultimate source of evil? No. Ultimately, people make their own decisions. But we talk about crusades and witch trials and the God hates fags and the snake handlers and the hypocrites.
Persecution
the,
of science.
The subjection of science, the arts.
Religion is a form of power. It is a tool, and it reveals the worst in humanity and it reveals the best of humanity. And you can do a lot in the name of religion, but you can also do a lot of good in the name of religion.
I agree with that. I think in the power word is very important to me. I have a lot of sensitivity about that. And where Christians have used either the Bible or their own conviction to express authority over other people in a way that doesn't lead to their flourishing, I think I think we're in agreement on that.
So you agree with them that religion has caused more harm than good?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Religion has?
Right.
How?
Because people take religion religiously, if that makes sense. So, like, it's becoming like doctrine and rules and scripture and words instead of, like, the living spirit of things. And I think that people, they're seeing eye to eye, whether they both say things that make sense or they both say things that are crazy, whatever. They're seeing eye to eye, whether it's real or not, right? Genuine or not, in the sense that, like, each person can respect that I don't believe what you believe, you don't believe what I believe, but you're allowed to believe it, and I'm allowed to believe what I believe. And I believe that that's eye to eye. So.
He's cheering himself. For the audio podcast listeners, he's pumping his fist like there he won. Is.
Do you believe religion has caused more harm than good?
No, I don't think so. I think that's that's like a common talking point. To blame and scapegoat religion, that's the atheist talking point.
And what do you, go ahead.
Because all the stuff that they named isn't even like the worst stuff that has happened in the world. All those things are like petty little things. The guy's all bitter. The persecution of science. He could barely speak. there are like evil things that people have done with everything.
Yeah,
you can take something good and beat somebody over the head with it. You can. He said that people make their own decisions. I disagree with him on that. I think people are just prone to evil. Including the atheists. The atheists have done a whole lot of evil. People have... but religion, in terms of religion itself, like you said about the dancing college students yesterday,
yeah,
it's like it contains people. It keeps people on this imitation of morality. And at least an imitation of morality is better off than abandoning it entirely and letting it all hang out.
Did you agree with what those people were saying just now?
Not really, because all those things are propaganda, this history propaganda stuff.
Let me take a quick break. When I come back, we're going to finish up this and then your phone calls and super chat. Quick break, back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Jesse. I want to make a couple announcements. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. The Hake Report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And James Hake is on fire. And after James Hake, Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV. At 11 a.m. Pacific time, from 11 to noon, and then the American Anchor Baby, a genius, hardworking, smart man, at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. And right now, I forgot to mention, the church's chest is now open on D-Live. I forgot to mention that. And one last quick announcement. I have a brand new episode of The Fallen State this Friday. And it's another doozy. A very interesting discussion with Leslie and Lindsay Glass. Leslie and Lindsay Grass. Oh, Glass. And they are a mother and daughter, author duo, and a co-founder of the nonprofit organization Reach Out Recovery. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I put down drugs and alcohol a long time ago. I don't want to say I got involved with the bad crowd. I was the bad crowd.
Yeah. My daughter was not doing well. I knew there was something wrong.
Who is Lindsay?
She's my better half. I lost myself when I lost my daughter.
You're not yourself. You are your mother, and you're never going to have peace until you become you.
Wow, what an experience. And I really understand and relate to what you're saying.
Very interesting. This Friday, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise at 12 noon. Donate to The Fallen State. Go to thefallenstate.tv/donate. And or on locals.com. So I got to go back really fast. I want these guys to kind of, we have to move a little bit faster through these. Here is, I'm getting a reaction from Joel Friday TV and the Hake Report, their experts here on the show, about this Jubilee channel. And this Jubilee asked questions of these different people. The last one was, whether religion caused more harm than good. Part three of the question is whether there is a higher purpose in life. Watch this from Jubilee.
Yeah, I think I strongly believe there's a higher purpose in life. I don't think I found it yet, and I hope I'm, I would like to believe that I will one day in the journey of my life.
To me, the idea that there's some bigger purpose has always been very comforting to me. Otherwise, kind of what's the point of all of this?
I trouble with the phraseology, higher purpose, because that, again, that denotes, do I believe God? No, but I do believe higher purpose, as in love, to give, to be generous, to be kind, to help, to heal.
God said,
I choose you.
Yeah, I choose you, exactly. And you are going to do this thing, and you're going to continue doing this thing for the rest of your life. And I really struggle with that.
In order for us to bind together as a culture and learn to kind of work together and help cause one another to flourish, we have to agree on some kind of higher purpose or a common set of principles.
I disagree. I don't really see a need for having a prescriptive purpose.
Hey, you say?
As Bill Lockwood said, culture comes from religion, from like cult religion. So you're supposed to have like one people, one religion, one nation, one race. So these people are just kind of leftover Christians. They probably came from...
And atheists too.
They came from... No, they. What I'm saying is they came from generations of Christians.
Oh, I see.
And so they're born in this Christian culture that's pretty nice to everybody. So and they think that that's going to last, even though people are really evil to each other. And they're becoming less and less civilized.
So like hand-me-down Christianity?
Yeah. They're culturally Christian. Like people, you know, different atheists have come on your show and called themselves cultural Christians, even though they're atheists. Richard Spencer and other people.
Right.
And because they're civilized, they're decent on the outside. They know how to act in society. But that's going to fall away because they're the ones who are allowing all these people to come in and take over. And then they're supporting all kinds of immoral S-word stuff. So the families are going out of control.
And so what's an immoral S-word?
Sex. Sex immoral.
Oh.
I forgot this is not my show. On my show, anyway.
As word rule.
Do you believe that there's a higher purpose in life?
Yeah, higher than just living for self. Stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you say, first of all, there's a higher purpose in life?
I mean, yeah, same to you, Joel. Same with James said, yeah, just higher than self.
What's a higher purpose?
To die to self, really. And desire, selfish needs, selfish desires, and live in perfect peace, perfect love, to be of service wherever God sees.
And what do you think about what those people said?
I mean, see, the thing is, who knows if they're being, because James is, right, in the sense that, like, there's more than just having these conversations. There's all these other kind of things. But who knows if they're being completely genuine. But let's just say that they are. That they are saying the same things to me. The Christian, higher purpose is God. And then that Satanist, higher purpose, the man, is he would like to believe it to be love and all these things.
Right.
They're saying the same things. They're just using different words. So that is eye to eye to me. Now, the girl, she was, like, more of, like, I don't think that there's a purpose. I don't think we need to have a purpose. But that's just ego talk.
Well, you said that guy and the other guy was the same?
Yeah, they're saying the same things, just What's using that? Different words. Like, the Christian is saying that his higher purpose is God, right? And the Satanist is saying, well, I don't like to use the word God, but I would like to believe there's a higher purpose, like love and stuff like that. But it's the same. They're meaning the same thing. They're just saying different words. So it's eye to eye.
They're meaning the same thing?
Yeah, they're meaning the same thing.
Meaning that they both worship Satan?
Or they both worship God. Either way, they're both saying the same things.
Wait, so you believe that Satanist is worshiping God too?
I believe in that he's worshiping, he believes the same thing the Christian believes.
No, he believes there's a higher purpose.
Regardless, he believes in there's a higher purpose.
But he believes in love, Jesse.
Who?
The Satanist.
The devil had no love?
But it doesn't. But they're saying the same things.
They're both saying the same things.
Oh, they're saying the same thing.
Right.
But they don't mean it.
But that, see, that's what I'm saying. That doesn't matter.
No, I'm asking.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter.
Whether they mean it or not.
Right. It doesn't matter if they're believing it differently or they think it's different. They both believe in the same thing.
Part four, whether they believe in good. They were asked whether they believe in good and evil. Watch this from Jubilee.
I believe in good and evil.
Part of my own belief system, for sure, a conviction that all of our hearts can at some times lead us to do acts of evil. And so I see it in the world around me on both sides.
I believe in right and wrong. And I think some things, for me, a lot of things lie in the gray area, but there are some things that I consider right and wrong. But I wouldn't say it's the same as good and evil. Right.
That was beautifully said. That was.
Thank you.
But yeah, no, I agree with that.
I was going to school with the intention to become an ordained minister in the Pentecostal church. One of the things there is you read the Bible a lot every day, all day. And after doing that for like several hours a day and reading the Bible through back to back several times and discussing it, I wasn't sold at all. I guess I style myself more as a skeptic and a humanist than anything, and Satanism just happens to fit really nicely in that category for me.
Oh, he is Satanist too?
Yep. Oh, that long-haired guy is Satanist.
I didn't realize that.
Yep.
You say, Joel, do you believe they're in good and evil?
Yeah, I believe that there's good and evil, but I don't believe that we know how to interpret it.
You believe there is good and evil?
Yeah.
What do you mean, but you don't know how to interpret it?
Like, I think we know how to interpret it, but we don't, and then that's the problem. Like, that's what I'm saying is, like, the Satanist and the Christian, they're both saying the same things, but one's thinking one is right and one thing is one is wrong. But who's to say that that's even the case? Like,
you said they're not right or wrong?
Right, they're not right or wrong.
No, but that's what you're saying, though?
That's what I'm saying.
When you said they sound both the same thing,
yeah.
Are you saying they both worship the devil?
I'm saying that it doesn't matter. And tell me if I'm making sense. I'm saying that it doesn't matter because it's based off of their belief. So if one person believes in a higher power, which is love, and it's really Satan, let's just say, right? But one person believes in a higher power, which is God, which is really God. They're eye to eye because they're both believing in the same thing. You know what I mean? Somebody help me out here.
So you believe in good and evil?
I believe that.
In good and evil?
I believe in faith. I believe in belief.
How about good and evil?
I believe that good and evil exists, but I don't know if anybody knows really what it is.
You say you believe in belief?
I mean, faith
or belief? What'd you say?
Faith or same thing.
What'd you
thing.
Say?
I believe in faith, people believing in what they believe in, because I think God justifies it in that way, because there's people who believe, look at Saul. In the Bible, he thought he was righteous for killing Christians. That was a righteous thing. And then God was like, you need to be with the Christians. But God saw the heart, not the action. So
you agree with those people right now?
I agree that they are seeing eye to eye based off of what they believe.
Amazing. Sean said, send them both to jail. He want to send you and hate to jail.
Send them all to jail.
Send them all to jail.
Terrible.
Sean want to put y'all in jail.
James and I think he meant them.
I don't know. Do you mean, let's see.
The people in the video.
Oh, the people in the video. I thought you meant Hank and Joel in jail.
It looks like the Christian pastor is trying to see eye to eye to them. He looks like he's trying to get along with them. He's trying to give them. I don't know if he argued with them about any of the little points about what harm Christianity has done or religion has done.
Right.
But he was kind of giving, trying to give them their points.
Pastor seemed so weak after barely. I almost didn't even notice him there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not.
But they do believe in good and evil because they're judging God over what their idea of good and evil is. Yeah. The Satanists are.
Amazing.
And then the Satanists love the Hindu gal because she didn't want to call it good and evil. She called it right and wrong and then gray area.
And Satan like, yeah.
That is beautifully said. Right. And some things can be right and wrong.
So the last one, but not least, five part. Whether the question was ask whether I consider myself a good person. They were asked that question.
Ah.
Whether I consider myself a good person. This is from Jubilee.
The core of my religion is love.
I don't really follow a specific organized religion, but I do believe that at my core, my belief system is full of love for everybody and respect.
I consider myself a good person.
I'm a great person.
I really think good and bad is objective because does everyone love me? No. There are people who absolutely wish me dead, and that's okay.
It's that constantly striving to be better in whatever means that is, but a moving forward sense, not just staying stagnant and I'm this and I'm going to stay this way all the time.
No, I do believe that being good is in these minute, like, little actions, these micro actions that you do every single day.
But I believe that that I'm a good person because of who God has made me to be.
Amazing. Who asked that stopped off with you last time?
I don't remember.
Hank.
Wrong answer, Pastor. I believe I'm a good person because of what the God has made me to be. It's nice, though. But that came off as kind of playing humble. But that gal, the worst one, called herself a great person, and she couldn't say it without laughing.
I should know she was lying.
Being silly.
Amazing.
And she thought that she's always love. The core of her is love. What is that? That's why I like the question, what is love? Because people just throw that word around like they know what it is.
Yeah.
And then when you confront even supposed Christians about it, they turn it into groveling, being all overly nice, and kissing up. So they don't know what love is either.
I want to know what love is. Yeah. Amazing. And Joy, you say final word.
They both say they're both saying the same exact thing. Like the Christian and the atheist, the girl is the atheist, and then the Christian is a Christian, and they both believe that they're good. So they're both saying the same thing. So either both of these people genuinely believe that they're good and they're actually good, or both of these people are deceived and they're lying. So I think that it's not about that. It's more justified about, and I could be wrong, but it's more just about them being justified in their belief, their faith.
But the Muslim man was there too.
He was barely there. Amr. He doesn't even have a second vowel in his name. A-M-R. Anyway, that's irrelevant. My bad.
But anyway, yeah, this is my last thing. I think people only stand firm in what they believe, and that's what makes people wake up to live another day. It doesn't matter if she's atheist. In her mind, she believes that she's good, and that's what's getting her through the day. And it's the same thing that Christians believe, that they're good, and that's what's getting them through the day, whether it's true or not.
Are you a good person?
I'm not sure. But I don't think that I'm good or evil, though. And I think that if I think I am, it's a setup either or.
Are you a good person?
I'm not good or evil, no.
Are you a good person?
No.
Oh, how about you, Hank?
No.
Oh,
I'm judging those.
No wonder
I'm judging those people.
Go to jail.
I was judging all those people hard. They're all intellectuals. They're all atheists, really. They're just trained intellectually to follow their rules.
Thank you all.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let me go quickly to Joe out of Canada. Joe, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse?
All is well, Joe.
I just wanted to say, number one, thank you for the content that you're putting out there.
Thank you.
I was telling the guy who picked up the phone that the main comment I wanted to make was, first time I started seeing clips of your videos, I thought it was just kind of like clickbait. Here's this guy who's trolling people on the internet, and I was kind of getting a kick out of it and sending it and sharing it to friends. until I started listening to some Fallen State episodes and these shows that you're putting out, and I've been just listening to it for the last week nonstop, and, you know, it didn't take long for me to click into, you know, what this message you were saying is, and it came along the lines of, you know, saying racism doesn't exist, and, you know, coming to this topic that you were just talking about, you know, it's just evil, you know, and the importance of realizing that we have to recognize what is actually happening. You know, this is just hatred. This is just evil. Let's stop giving it this label that we, you know, constructed and called racism.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'm a white male. So if I say, you know, Indian people like curry or black people like chicken, people will call me a racist. But there's really no evil in that.
Nope.
You know,
yeah.
It's just an assessment. I just really wanted to say thank you, because I don't think a lot of people can get past, you know, because I talk to other people who are living a spiritual path or are seeking to, and I talk about this topic, and a lot of people, they don't want to get over the fact that, no, they'll say racism exists. But like you say, until we recognize this for what it is and then start our own personal healing, can we actually absolve this through living example of ourselves into the world, right? You know, this topic of good and evil, like, it's subjective. I believe in a polarity, but I mean, I've also believed that God could use my bad character traits for the good reason. I just have to stop judging it, right?
I have no opinion about it at all.
You have no opinion about it at all?
No, I'm saying that's where you have to live. It's not.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Stop getting caught up in, like, I'm doing the right thing, I'm doing the wrong thing, and just seek God. You know, I feel I've had a spiritual rebirth through a series of events. You know, I created my own living hell in life, and I found people that taught me to seek God, you know, and to recognize that I don't want to say that I'm a good person. I think it's weird whenever you hear somebody think I'm a good person. But I have to recognize that at my core, I'm a selfish person. I am dishonest. I'm living in fear. I'm blocked off by the power of God through anger and resentment, you know, and I go out and I hurt people because I carry this attitude of, oh, I'm not good enough and I got to cover it up, and here's how I'm going to show you how. And I just create more chaos than anything, right?
Absolutely, man. That's deep. Absolutely.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you more than anything. You know, I'm up here in Canada, and dude, you guys talk about how the States is messed up. It's a mess up here, man. And regardless of all these clips that you guys play, you still got me wanting to come down and move to the USA, bro.
What a mess.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is just more an opportunity to show some gratitude. I'm going to keep listening, and maybe one day I'll get a call back, and
I would
love to answer some of them yes or no questions one time. Yeah.
Absolutely, Joe. Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
Okay. God bless.
You too, buddy. Super Chat. Super.
Super Chat.
Super Chats.
So, super.
Over on Rumble, It's Me, Xenia, is now a monthly supporter.
Thank you.
Over on J.C. Lee Peterson Rumble.
Amazing.
Wayne, I Am That I Am bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. Say, Jesse, do we need a government paper to be married? If I take a virgin woman into my house and live with her, aren't we married under God's law? And as such, do I not have a lifelong commitment to take care of her as long as she is happy to stay with me? Do I need the government to be a man? What the flashlight emojis?
Well, you're supposed to keep the law of the land. You know, render to Caesar what is Caesar. And so you're supposed to do that. Now, it's up to you. It's up to you what you do, but you're supposed to render unto Caesar what is Caesar. Thank you.
Urinal Chills reacting to that long-haired Satanist who is training to be a Pentecostal preacher. Oh, loud Pentecostal, hooping and hollering and tongues. Beta.
Amazing, thank you.
Alpha, Rafa.
Amazing.
Wayne, I Am That I Am bought another coffee. Hi, Jesse. Hey, Jesse. Anyone living in the lower nature thought world is a Satanist, Christian, Buddhist, Muslim, Hindu? Doesn't matter. They're of their father, the devil. People who are Satanists and start to freak out like it's the end of the world, please. We're under the Adam and Eve curse. God can only be found when we do what he asked. Love each other by practicing silent prayer and living in a forgiving spirit. No other way. Do you agree?
Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you to the top contributors, Evgeny Crosby, Cy Locked, Severio Jones, Super Dave, Aries One, and the rest of the supporters on DLive. Thanks, guys.
Thank
and
you.
I think that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you.
Oh, Tim bought a coffee. Another amazing show. You're totally right. With it's a spiritual battle, and the intellect is a factory of evil ideas, explosion, and strong white arm emoji.
Nice.
And now that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Listen, folks. Get on the straight and narrow. You can't take anyone with you. Only you can do it by yourself. This is one ride you have to go along. All right? Do the silent prayer, forgive your parents, and watch. Don't fight with the devil anymore. Stop fighting with the devil. And watch. All right? I'll thank you for your support. I absolutely appreciate it. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com. Make donations. RebuildingTheMan.com. Somebody out of Canada dropped. Jaime out of Minnesota. And somebody else dropped. I'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow is... Baba Thumper Thursday, all right? Tomorrow is Thursday? What the? Baba Thumper Thursday. Tomorrow. What a mess. If the Lord is willing and agreeable, all right. Hate coming up now, then Joel Friday after Hate, and then the American Anchor Baby after Joel Friday. Oh, funny, Sean want to move. What, just sing your Joel and Jonathan? What?
He's talking about the people.
Oh, not you,
Jubilee
Joel.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said we'd dump them all in there. Thank you all. Have a good one. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Other than sex, I wonder, why would a man even need a woman today? Women don't know how to cook. They don't know how to clean. They're in competition with men. They don't want to be wives and mothers. Some want to get married, but they don't want to live in that proper position of life. Because the only purpose of marriage is to have a family. And that's been known forever. And so if you don't want to have children, there is no need to get married. And so I was wondering, why would a man even get married today? I never thought I'd see the day when women would be come out of her natural role and be like a man, even though she hate that role. When she was with a man that's weak, she hate him. But if he try to be strong, she'll stop it. I never imagined that. You're seeing good destroyed and abnormal is presented as normal.